Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
They're number one in your heart, but just barely good enough for honorable mention from the Kansas Association of Broadcasters. Ladies and gentlemen, Dana and Parks.
I know it's Wednesday, but man, it feels like a Friday, don't it? Good to be with you on this Wednesday slash Friday afternoon. Dana is going to be here in a little bit. She is tending to her husband, who is undergoing knee replacement surgery this afternoon.
Is he officially kneeless?
We don't know.
Okay.
But he is currently under the knife. The one and the only, the irreplaceable, Michael Mackey is in studio this afternoon, ladies and gentlemen.
Shalom.
Hello. Shalom, meteorologist.
Shalom,
Michael
and
Mackey.
I would like to point out that I have both my knees.
Well, that is good. That's better than not
for now
having both of them.
Yes.
It's good to see you, man. Happy Thanksgiving.
It's good. Happy Thanksgiving. I'm going to, in honor of Chris Katz, who only has, is he doing both knees?
No, just one.
Okay, well, in honor of him, during every commercial break, I'm going to do jumping jacks because I can.
Now that is mean.
And he cannot.
That's just cruel.
I don't even think Scott can do jumping jacks.
Not since the accident, but we don't talk about that. So.
Where are we going for Thanksgiving this year?
We're going to be here for a little hot minute, and then I think we're going to bop up to the Des Moines.
Oh, French for the Moines, yes.
Des Moines, to see my aunties. So I don't really have a game plan yet. You would think, given that, I don't know, Turkey Day is tomorrow, I should probably commit.
Well, I saw on Facebook you had 19 outstanding invitations for Thanksgiving.
I'm very popular. People want me at their parties. So, yeah, I sort of debated because I had 10 here in Kansas City.
Did you really have 19? Seriously?
I did.
Or were you just doing that for Facebook?
I had 10 here, and I had 9 in Des Moines when I posted that. And I was like, oh, Kansas City's winning. But I think, as of last count, I think I have to go to Des Moines because Des moines has usurped Kansas
City. Well, now we know where all the turkeys have gone. You have 19 invites to 19 separate dinners?
Like I said, I would go to the opening of an envelope.
Hang on. So you're going to the city where you got the most invitations?
Well, I have,
or
like I said.
Or is there one invitation in particular that you're going for?
Okay, Mama hasn't committed to anything yet, but I am.
You might want to commit. It's tomorrow.
I'm weighing my options because there's a lot of good food on the table here. I mean, you can, a human can only consume so much food in a day, and I want to make sure it counts, and no leftovers don't count. So
we're going for best spread, not best invite?
Oh, yeah, we're definitely going for best spread. I don't care if I hate the people.
How shallow? You're like a kiddie pool.
I know. I am a kiddie pool. I don't care if I hate the people, but if there are a couple chefs cooking, I'm going to go there. Chefs.
Wow. Wow. Your stock just dropped on my market.
Well, I'm sorry, but I take it where I can get it. So,
story of your life.
Let's take it where I can get it. So if there's your standard garden variety green bean casserole, that gets a check. But if there's sage and cornbread stuffing made with like bear lard, then that gets like two checks.
You know, I do love the Thanksgiving meal and, you know, the whole everybody get together motif about it. But I've never understood why certain things are on the table. And I brought one of them in for later so Dana can open it. We'll do our annual cranberry sauce opening. Sam, can you give us the sound from 2 years ago, if you would be so kind? And she'll open the cranberry sauce again, which is an annual tradition here on the Dana and Parks program. But I've never eaten cranberry sauce in my entire life. That was 2 years ago.
Don't ever play that again! That's disgusting. Was that actually the sound coming out of the can?
And usually the sound coming out of me after Thanksgiving.
You know, that kind of sounds like, did you ever see the movie Aliens? You know, when the thing slithers across the floor right before it attaches to someone's face?
That is very
play it again.
Particular.
And then attaches to your face! Yeah, a xenomorph.
What?
A xenomorph. That's the thing that have you not seen Aliens?
I don't think I ever have seen Aliens.
I don't even know who you are anymore. Why are we friends?
All right.
Sigourney Weaver?
I know who's in it.
Okay.
That's like saying, have you ever seen Forrest, you know, Tom Hanks? I know who's in it.
I like shrimp.
And I have seen Forrest Gump.
Okay.
But there's probably a lot of movies that you would just rave about. I'm a creature of habit. There are certain movies that I have seen that I like that I will watch over and over again.
Like what movie, if it comes on, the time
there
stops?
There is no chance I'm missing it.
Yeah, time stops and you have to sit down and watch it.
Any Star Wars, even the bad ones.
Fine.
Armageddon
for sure.
Good.
That is the best. No, that is the best
worst
movie of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Top Gun, without question.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen that movie more than any movie in my life.
Okay.
Twister's a guilty pleasure.
Same.
I hate that movie. I mean, it is bad. Twister is the worst movie ever made, and I don't know why I find myself watching it when it's on TV.
Cow!
Here's one that's on TV all the time. And, I almost said a bad word. Darned if I can't stop watching it. And it's on all the time. Back to the Future 1.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I love that,
that was
movie.
A classic.
I love that movie.
You need to go see the new Ghostbusters movie.
I heard it's great.
I saw it on Monday, and it's very nostalgic. Oh,
Was it you who said it was a little bit of a tearjerker? Or somebody on Facebook said there's a part in that movie.
I got a little misty.
Yes.
Yes. There's, yeah. And
Don't ruin it.
Don't worry. But I will say that you have to, there's a lot of Easter eggs to look for, especially if you were a child of the 80s and you saw that movie 46 bazillion times.
I did. I saw it in the theater when it first came out.
You will. So did I. You will notice a lot of things that harken back to the 80s, but sort of updated.
Let me ask
and
you.
And stay all the way through the credits, all the way.
Oh, there's something cool at the end of the credits.
All of the credits.
Okay. Are there cameos in the movie?
Oh, yeah. Galore.
Cameos that harken back to 1984.
A galore. Okay. Yeah. So, and I'm not going to spoil it, but there's one at the end that I literally went during the credits that I literally went, no way.
Really?
It was really good. It was very unexpected. So.
Okay. If you were listening to KMBZ earlier, you heard us broadcast live the verdict out of Brunswick, Georgia, in regards to the Ahmaud Arbery case. We will get into that, albeit briefly. After a very quick break, Michael Mackey filling in for Dana Wright.
Shalom.
She'll be back later on this afternoon. Don't forget, we have Gratitude Wednesday, Thankful Wednesday, coming up at 5 o'clock this afternoon. It is sort of a stepchild of Festivus Friday. It is what you are grateful for on this Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving. We'll be doing that in the 5 o'clock hour here on Dana and Parks.
And I haven't got talking room.
She's the greatest.
But tonight while I'm making excuses, some other woman is making love to you. Somebody bring me some water. Can't you see
when I'm Sam and I went to see her in Leavenworth a couple months ago, to say that she absolutely crushed it on this song doesn't even do that description justice.
Did you see that your girlfriend Melissa Etheridge is going to be on the Kelly Clarkson show tomorrow?
Oh, she is.
Yes. So when you're done watching Men in Tights run around on the sports ball field, you can watch a little Melissa Etheridge on Kelly Clarkson.
There will be a lot of men in tights on the football field tomorrow. And then there is also going to be some men in shorts running around on a basketball court. So it's going to be a tough call.
Sports ball.
I don't know if we'll have time.
Yeah, I don't know if we're going to have time. Somebody reminded me of a movie that is a must watch when it's on television. And it is an awful movie. But I love it. I have it on DVD. I watch it on DVD when it's not on TV.
Uh-huh.
Roadhouse.
With Patrick Swayze?
Yes.
Okay.
And Tombstone.
Okay.
Brilliant. Absolute cinematic brilliance.
Mine are all John Hughes films. Like, if anything, if anything by John Hughes comes on.
Breakfast Club.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Pretty in Pink. Any of those.
Story here out of Brunswick, Georgia. You're welcome to chime in. We're not going to go too long on this one, but we obviously cannot ignore the big news story of the day. A jury today found three men charged in the killing of Ahmed Arbery, a 25-year-old black man, they point out in the story, guilty on multiple murder counts as well as other charges. The verdict came hours after deliberation spanning 2 days. It followed 8 days of testimony involving 23 witnesses. I did not get to see it on television. I was in the car. I listened to the verdict right here on KMBZ. So I have not, and Sam, I don't know if you have, I have not seen the reaction of the defendants. I don't know how they responded.
That's weird. That's true. There are a lot of news stations going on right now, and that's what all they're covering, and none of them have shown the reaction video yet.
Travis McMichael, he was the red-haired defendant, and I'm only using that as a descriptor because there were three of them who were on trial. Travis McMichael was the one who actually pulled the trigger on Ahmed Arbery, and he was found guilty on all counts. His dad, Gregory, was found guilty on almost all counts.
Gregory was the one who was in law enforcement, right?
I believe that's correct.
Okay.
And William Bryan Jr., who is the third guy, the only one without facial hair.
The videotaper.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
He was found guilty and not guilty on a mix of counts, but they were all ultimately found guilty of felony murder. And all of them are likely to go to prison for the rest of their lives.
I saw a charge in there that sort of caught my eye.
Malice murder?
Yeah, malice murder.
Yeah,
is that?
I don't know. And I found it interesting. Okay, John Grayson did get to see it, and he just texted me. The two McMichael defendants, that's son and dad, were stone-faced as the verdict was read. And John Grayson says, Brian, the third guy, he was the only one. He almost cried. But the dad and son in this case showed no emotion. Okay. A sentencing date is not clear yet. Prosecutors have indicated they will seek sentences of life in prison without the possibility of parole. And I say good. But to your question, Michael Mackey, I found the reading of the verdict confusing.
Oh, 100%.
And interesting because, for example, I'm just going to grab William Bryan Jr. here, the guy who videotaped the whole thing, turned the videotape in thinking it would help their case, and it was actually used to prosecute them.
100 days later.
He was found guilty of three counts of felony murder. He was found guilty of three counts. Now, each state does things differently.
Okay.
We all know that. But he was found guilty on three counts of felony murder, one count of aggravated assault, false imprisonment, criminal attempt to commit a felony, but was found not guilty of malice murder, felony murder involving aggravated assault with a firearm. Travis McMichael was found guilty of everything.
Yep.
Malice murder, four counts of felony murder, even though only one person was killed.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, Georgia does things a little differently. I don't understand how this works, but here's what I do understand. They're going to prison for the rest of their lives, and goodbye.
Goodbye. I saw that the poor mom stormed out of the courtroom yesterday when the defense attorney brought up, of all things, just her son's dirty toenails. Of all things to bring up.
That, I didn't see that part.
Yeah, that was kind of a, in this, his closing arguments, it was kind of a Hail Mary pass. And she stormed out and she talked to the media yesterday about, of all the things, you know, like that was some, that for, like, why would he pick up, like that was a reason why her son should have been murdered. It was just, it was insane. It was bananas bonkers.
The telephone number here, if you'd like to weigh in with your reaction to the verdict today, we carried it live at 12:30. Here on KMBZ, but all three defendants have been found guilty. There were a couple of non-guilty verdicts for two of them thrown in, but suffice it to say, they're all guilty of murder. They're all likely going to prison for the rest of their lives with no chance of parole. Bob in Independence. Bob, hello.
Hi, Bob.
Hey, Scott, how are you?
We're doing well. Thank you for asking.
Scott, they, just like you said, they have everything that's coming to them, that's for sure. But I'm a little bit confused. He read, when he read the thing to everybody, the judge, he kept on saying murder, 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 murder on the same person, and then he read malice murder, and I never heard of that before in my life. I'm like, what is that? But I didn't understand two of those things because he kept reading a murder charge on the same guy several times, but there was only one person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm looking this up. Malice murder, by the way, Bob, it, by definition, is a criminal offense in the state of Georgia. In the state of Georgia, committed when a homicide is done with express or implied malice. Express malice is, quote, that deliberate intention unlawfully to take the life of another human being, which is manifested by external circumstances capable of proof. Okay. So obviously Travis McMichael, he was convicted today of malice murder in connection with the killing of Ahmaud Arbery. His dad was not. His dad was found not guilty of malice murder, but then guilty of four counts of felony murder. 576-7798. This was an 8-day trial. It was, unlike another trial earlier this week, much less devoid of controversy.
And drama.
And drama, sure, of course. Anyway, they were charged with murder and other crimes in the fatal shooting on February 23rd, 2020, the death of Ahmaud Arbery. We'll take a quick break for the news. Michael Mackey filling in for Dana Wright. She'll be in later on this afternoon. As we've been telling you this week, Chris Ketz, her husband, is undergoing knee replacement surgery today. And once she knows everything is good, she's checked in with him, and he is resting comfortably. She said she will come to the studio and do the show this afternoon. Michael Mackey in for Dana. That guy over there is Sam Stevie III. I'm Scott here on KMBZ.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Word up, Michael Maggie.
Word up.
Ow!
I understand Dana's going to be here sooner than we anticipated. Chris Ketz is out of surgery, and everything went very well, we understand. That's obviously good news.
That is good news.
Three men in Georgia convicted today, 12:30 our time.
Oh, there's one of the reaction shots.
Yep. That is a man who has pooped his life away and realizes that today is his day of reckoning.
Hmm.
Bad. 576-7798. If you'd like to weigh in with your reaction to the verdict as you heard it live here on KMBZ at 12:30 this afternoon, Travis McMichael, Gregory McMichael, and William Bryan Jr., all guilty of murder, all likely headed to prison for the rest of their lives. A sentencing date has not been set. Telephone number is 576-7798. Bob in DeSoto. Bob, you're first in, so you are first up. Hi,
Bob.
Hey, quick question, Scott.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think all three men should have life in prison?
Because all three were convicted of murder.
Okay, but only one person pulled the trigger.
Right, but if you rob a bank and you kill someone while robbing the bank, your accomplices are also guilty of murder.
I mean, you're an accessory to a crime, but at the same time, yesterday, and I know it's a little bit of a different situation, but a man was released from prison yesterday after 43 years for a crime he didn't commit. I mean, I'm not saying that these guys didn't commit a crime, but they were an accessory to it. You really think that these two, as an accessory, should have life in prison?
I actually, on this case, I do. Yes, I do.
Why just on this case?
Well, I'm sure there are other cases where I would make the argument that somebody as an accessory to murder, and they were not found guilty of accessory to murder, they were found guilty of murder, because other felonies were committed in the commission of the ultimate crime here, which was a murder. Let me ask you the reverse question. Why do you think that they should not get life in prison?
Well, they didn't pull the trigger. I mean, they did not physically murder someone.
Well, Nichols. What was his for? Terry Nichols. Terry Nichols didn't light the fuse at the Oklahoma City bombing. And of course, I'm not comparing the two, but and you could make the argument that, Scott, this is an apples and oranges, but Terry Nichols only participated in the bombing of the Murrell Federal Building in Oklahoma City. He's in prison for the rest of his life.
Oh, I'm only 29, so I think I was a little kid or it hadn't been done yet. So I'm aware of it, but I'm not fully aware of it.
So do you think that the guy who actually pulled the trigger should get life in prison?
Yeah, I mean, I fully support, murder's murder, and I don't think it's the right thing to do, of course. But, I mean, to say that these other two guys should have life in prison, I think it's ridiculous.
Okay. Bob, do appreciate the call. Have a happy Thanksgiving, my friend.
Can I ask you one more question, Scott?
You can ask me whatever you want.
All righty. Why do we say white men and black men? Because I remember growing up, being younger, it was, three men attacked an old lady at a gas station and stole their purse. Why does everything have to be about race now?
Because, and I don't necessarily agree with you that this is a new thing, And I'm not pulling the age thing on you, but I do recall there were certainly times when race was part of news stories. But to answer your question, we are at a racial, what's the word I'm looking for here? We are at a racial or race-related turning point in America.
Kind of a crossroads.
No, yeah, a crossroads in America regarding race. America is having, whether you like it or not, and I'm not saying you, I'm not saying you singularly, I'm saying you plurally, we are having a reckoning on race in America, a come-to-Jesus meeting on race in America, whether we like it or not.
Okay, do you think that you guys as the media, the news and everything are promoting that? Because, I mean, a lot of people out here that I talk to on a day-to-day basis about all these cases, you know, it's not white men, black men. It's not about the race. It's just, hey, a man killed a man, you know?
Well, I'll answer that by telling you this. When I read this story from CNN and who's the other one from? The USA Today. I actually, except one time when I inadvertently read the sentence verbatim, I left race out of it. I don't know if you were paying attention to that, but when I read this story at the beginning of the 215 segment, I left race out. So when I came, I'll read it to you the way it was written. A jury Wednesday found three white men charged in the killing of Ahmed Arbery, a 25-year-old black man, guilty on multiple murder counts. The verdict delivered by nine white men, two white women, and one black man came hours after hours of deliberation spanning 2 days. I left out all of those race identifiers when I read that story.
Okay. So you don't think it's necessary to have them in there, really?
I don't, no.
All right. Well, just curious.
Okay. But in this story, in the Ahmed Arbery story, I think race is hard to leave out. I wonder if they would have had the same reaction, and I think we can all answer this, if we would have had the same reaction if Ahmed Arbery had been a white man walking out of that house.
And if the script had been, yeah, if the script had been flipped, yeah, absolutely.
I do think race played a role in this. Not to bring up the Rittenhouse case, but I will. There was, by some, and I hate using the term media, pundits who were on television or on the radio on both sides who tried to inject race into the Rittenhouse case, and I could not see that. I could not understand why race was sort of this
underlying
sub storyline in the Rittenhouse case. I understand that they were rioting because of the police shooting of a gentleman named Jacob Blake, and this came in the summer of 2020 when there were some serious come-to-Jesus meetings, to borrow the term again, race relations issues in America. I didn't see the race thing in Rittenhouse, even though sometimes I would see or hear about it in the media. I think to deny race in the Ahmed Arbery case is to deny the obvious, quite frankly. Ben in Kansas City. Hello, Ben.
Hi, Ben.
No, it's Dan.
Yeah, hi.
Hi. Yeah, I was talking to somebody there, I guess, but they pretty much said it all. I mean, if it had been reversed, there wouldn't have been this much coverage or news media. It wouldn't have been all this. You know, you guys talked about rioting a while ago. You can't even say they're rioting no more because that's being called racist. It's just a terrible thing. If it had been reversed, it's a different story.
Okay. All right. I don't know that I would agree, but I don't know what the point was. Like I said, I took race out of the setup story that we read. John in Independence. John, hello.
Hi, John.
Yeah, thanks, and thanks for your show. I completely love it. I called and told your screener that I think that race is so off the radar for most people that I think there has been so much progress made. And I think that sometimes it's inconvenient for the media not to have something of that nature to talk to or hold on to. And I think there's where there's a disconnect because it's very very compelling and it's very divisive and something that calls people's attention to when it may not even exist. And so it's a little frustrating when you look at society as a whole and where we've progressed to have media project things or presuppose things that, you know, you're always going to have your outliers, but overall, I think we've come such a long way, and it's just saddening to me that race is where we run for almost any incident now, and it's, you know, that's concerning. So, anyhow,
but in regards to the Ahmed Arbery case, Is that a story that is colorblind? Because I don't believe that to be the case. Maybe you disagree.
Oh, no, for that story, but I don't think it's indicative of society overall. And I think that's where a lot of people start to really cringe, because if you want to take, you know, the least of these or the outliers and say it's indicative of overall, that's profiling in a manner that's just not right. I mean, you're always going to have crazies and people that are zealots for bad, with bad intentions, but I just think media does take it and run with it when they can, because like I said, that's what calls people's attention and drives them to listen and things of that nature. So,
okay, anyhow. All right. She just cannot stay away from this topic. Dana Wright, hello.
Hi, Mommy.
People lost their ever-loving minds.
Is that rhetorical?
No. Let me just tell you, the guy just said he thinks the media takes it and runs with it. That's an interesting phrase to use. Because ask any white person who's jogging anywhere if they have ever feared for their life that someone with a Confederate flag in their pickup truck is going to run after them as a jogger for 3 minutes and then blast a gunshot through the center of their chest. The answer is no. Of course this is about race. White people jogging through neighborhoods aren't worried that three racists without their hoods are going to shoot them and kill them for jogging. That's why this is about race. And if you don't see that, you're a freaking dingbat. And I'm getting at Starbucks, and then I will be in. And Chris is out of surgery, and he is doing fine. And I love you all, and happy Thanksgiving to everyone but those three men in Georgia. That's all. Goodbye.
Okay.
Good talk. Good talk.
Will in South Kansas City. Hello, Will.
Hi, Will.
Hey, how you doing, Mike? How you doing, Scott?
I'm doing well. It's good to hear your voice, my friend.
Get a shot in that Starbucks, man.
She needs a couple extra espresso shots, does she not, Will?
Man. Yes. And I don't mean espresso. I mean something harder.
Oh.
let me tell you, man. You know, I think, you know, this race issue is one that's so sensitive. And a lot of people don't like to talk about it. But I thank God for smartphones. And the reason why I think smartphones have made such a difference, I don't agree with the fact that we want to blame the media for everything. I think it's ridiculous. It's not the media's fault that they simply report what they see and what they hear. You can't blame them. But I think what has happened, Scott and Michael, is this. With the invention of cameras on phones and these videos, people are now seeing every day what me as a black man been going through all my life. Anytime I can get arrested and stopped with a cane as a permanently blind person for walking in Brookside, that could happen. And when you tell people that, they go, oh, that just never happened. It's impossible. Well, it happened. And Scott, you remember when it happened to me years ago, and you and I talked about it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And see, and so, and I think what happens, guys, that a lot of white folks don't see that because it doesn't happen to them. And I think now that they see all these videos, they go, God, why is the media showing this stuff? All the media is doing is showing what I, as a black man, been seeing all my life. This is not anything different, but that's not to say that all white people are racist, because they're not. But I think the reality of it is it's scary for people, because I think people don't realize that how a lot of black folks have been tormented in this country. And I think their conscience, when you have to live with it, when you watch that video, and I've had folks here at work describe to me exactly what they saw in that video, and to be chased down and blocked in and hemmed in and just basically chased like an animal and blocked in. The people don't understand why the Bryant kid has got charged for murder. Well, he probably wouldn't even got shot if he wouldn't have blocked him in with his truck. He would have kept going, probably would have been able to get away from him.
Mm-hmm.
See, and that's the kind of thing that those videos show, and that's why these guys are going to go to jail for the rest of their life.
And, Will, I'm glad you called in, because as you were talking, it reminded me of something, and I was kind of playing the videotape back in my mind.
Yes.
And in regards to this Brian character, William Bryan Jr.,
yes, Yes.
Yes, if we're going to create a scale of guilt, they're all guilty, but he's the least guilty.
Right.
Of the guilty in this case. However, and I don't mean this literally, I mean it metaphorically, when push came to shove, William Bryant didn't do anything except move his truck to block the way and record what was going on for the most part. William Bryant didn't try to stop the McMichaels from killing Ahmaud Arbery.
But the problem, Scott, is this. If he was truly innocent, you know, and I remember the day this happened, he and his lawyer came on Chris Cuomo's show that night. They're on CNN. He brought the video and everything there. And Cuomo was asking him all these questions. Well, he wouldn't answer any of the questions. I think what happened with the Bryant kid, he realized something that terrible. He had witnessed something that was bad that day. And I figured, I'm going to get out in front of it and make myself look like the good guy and go, I turned myself in. Here's the video.
Hey, Will, I got to stop you there only because we are way late on the break, but I wanted to make sure to get you in because you're always a good caller. Michael Mackey in for Dana Wright. I'm Scott Parks. Sam Stevie III here on KMBZ. Great point on the text line from 4359. Charles Manson never actually committed a murder. I know it's apples and oranges. Michael Mackey.
Hello.
I'm almost afraid when Dana gets here after that call.
Well, she...
And I'm wondering if Starbucks is where she needs to be going.
She called into her own radio show while she was in line at Starbucks, which means that, bless, she's getting even more caffeine in her system. So the minute she gets here, I'm peacing out.
At least she was in line at Starbucks and not in motion, you know, going down the roadway.
Yes. You keep looking over my shoulder. Is she here?
No.
Okay.
Oh, you would know.
Be afraid.
Do you promise?
Be very afraid. No, she is very opinionated on this particular case, and so she has some things to say. And
I've never been so happy for somebody getting a knee replacement in my life.
And the three extra espresso shots will not help this situation at all.
Woo. Can I go to Des Moines with you, please?
I'm not headed out there.
You're
just
leave me
yet.
Here alone.
I'm leaving both of you. Like when I make a visual, I'm just going to rappel up the ceiling. I'm just going to pew.
You're like Mission Impossible.
Yeah. I'm going to step into the transporter beam.
Hey, don't forget, we are in the middle of Coats for Kids 2021. And every year, as you have seen and know, there is an incredible need for coats for needy children here in Kansas City. If you can help, we are doing it online this year for obvious reasons. We're not collecting any used coats this year. Hopefully, we'll be able to get back to that next year. But if you'd like to help and would like to make a donation, we would appreciate it. Thank you in advance. You can do that by going to kmbz.com. There's a link for Coats for Kids at the top. Just click on that. That'll take you to a secure site, and you can make your donation there. We do appreciate it in advance. Frida in Odessa, we're short on time because we went long in that last break, but I want to get you in. Can you do it in 1 minute?
I sure can. Right. As a response to the first caller who I thought was rather clueless, as a retired teacher, I've always, and still do, teach my students at any age that their inappropriate response to another poor student's poor behavior will result and them receiving the very same consequences, and always changes their behavior immediately. It is no different than the officer staying around and allowing another person to kill someone by putting their knee on his neck.
Frida, do appreciate the call. You did that very well. Michael Mackey, have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Thanks, homie. You want to go out on a good note?
I think you do.
Cinnamon gum! No,
everybody!
Little cinnamon gum.
Have a wonderful Thanksgiving, my friend.
Thanks, homie. I'm going to eat all the food and all the cinnamon gum all the things.
Quick break for the news. Michael Mackey, appreciate his time filling in today for Dana Wright. We'll be back after the news here on Dana and Parks. We should have been
Thanks Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.